Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Weekly Conversation, folks. I'm your host, a man with the mic. I love D.C. so much. It's Democratic run. Why not have 37 carjackings in 20 days? I hope it gets worse. I mean, they voted for it. They should have it, right? Oh, yes. Don't worry, because the Biden administration is not sending troops to the border, but they're sending them to Ukraine. Well, like the defense minister, I think it is, of Ukraine's basically said that there's nothing, ain't no invasion going to happen. You know, slow your roll. So, you know, Nancy Pelosi, you know, she softened up her stance on communist China when she started to score big business deals in China. Yeah, it's amazing. Kind of like that, like the tobacco. Council for Tobacco Research. What could go wrong there? Tobacco paying doctors to do research? Yeah, of course they're not going to find anything wrong with it. Oh, we need to crack down on China. That's going to affect my $100 billion deal? No, I'm changing my stance. I think it was Ted Kennedy that like was against for wind turbines 100% until they were going to block his view where he lived because they were going to be like in the water. Oh, that was fun. Instantly changed his stance. They're going to look horrible. Oh, don't worry, folks. Lord help us, because Nancy Pelosi is going to run again. And she's back. Back again. Pelosi's back. Once again. Yeah. To Pelosi and anyone in the White House and any Democrat, a lie is a lie, no matter how small it is. Biden's come out because one of the Supreme Court justices, and I'll get into who that is coming up, he is going to resign. And we're going to have our first black Supreme Court justice because, you know, we got to, you know, I mean, it's got to be a female black one too. I mean, we have to have someone, you have to pick a person by their gender and their color. You can't just pick the best candidate. You got to pick someone for the Supreme Court that's like, you know, you got to play, you know, the race card and the sex card, and you know, because you have to have equality. When was anything about equality? You know, on a football pitch, you want the best person on the field. I'll get into that. You know, what else am I gonna get into? Oh, there's some people that are gonna have to answer to God when a transplant patient who needs a heart transplant, who will die, is being refused one because he's not vaccinated. And there are people that literally, because of the condition they're going through, they cannot get the vaccine. They have doctors, and, we're not going to give any transplant to a unvaccinated person, even though the vaccine and the boosters don't do anything for these Omicrons. I want to get into so much more. I actually want to get into some Manchester United because I'm at a loss. I mean, it's a business. It's not a club anymore, and it saddens me. But let's get into, where am I at? Okay. Let's get into 1 Timothy 6:12. Fight the good fight for the true faith. Hold tightly to the eternal life to which God has called you, which you have declared so well before many witnesses. Let me repeat that. Fight the good fight for the true faith. Hold tightly to the eternal life to which God has called you, which you have declared so well before many witnesses. Think about that. Think about that as you're going through your day-to-day. I just wanted to let you also update you. I am going to be, I'm done with Spotify. I mean, to think they're going to get rid of Neil Young, are you kidding me? They're going to take his whole 2 songs off? Are you kidding me? I don't even know what Spotify is. I'm not into, there's so many of these, like, platforms and things, and they wanted to take off, he's like, me or Joe Rogan, and they just, okay, your music's deleted, bye. So, that's fun. Bye-bye there, Neil Young. trying to stay relevant. Yeah, most people going to a show don't want to hear or don't want to see anti-American rhetoric. They want to see, like, pro-American rhetoric. That's why, like, songs like We the People by Kid Rock is blowing up, because people are sick and tired, you know. But I want to get in, because this is kind of, where is it? Man, when you have articles set up and you're trying to find them, it's, where is it? I'll get to that one. Yeah. The head of national security for the National Security Council in Ukraine, you know, sorry folks, I get 50 phone calls. But the head of the National Security Council for Ukraine has dismissed any further Russian invasion in the country as impossible. Basically, it's not going to happen. It's impossible. Tuesday, because they're like, oh, we need to get Americans out, and Joe Biden's like, Americans need to flee this and all this stuff, and they're evacuating the embassy, and he's saying there's not going to be an invasion, nothing further is going to come of this. Calm down. We'll have to wait and see, but you know, that's coming from the horse's mouth. It's like, you know, we can't even protect our own borders, but we're going to go there and help. I don't understand. I mean, don't worry. You know, you had an Afghan boy that was brought in here by Biden, convicted of molesting a 3-year-old little girl. Gee, don't worry, folks. It's okay. But, you know, I mean, it's kind of interesting to see how this is going to develop, because I'm like, oh, we're getting rid of half of the embassy. We're doing all this stuff, and anyone that's in Ukraine needs to get out now and all this. And then you got like the National Security Council of Ukraine dismissing any further Russian invasion of the country as impossible. And that was done earlier today. So it's going to be kind of interesting to see. You know, it's amazing how, see, that's the problem you have is, hey, when you have people that have billions of dollars invested in our military in terms of this, like, hey, my buddy owns this company that makes bolts and parts and this and that, and if they're not at war, they're not going to keep these contracts. They're not going to be able to, how can they do certain things? How can they get government contracts to support the military if there's no war? They got to have the never-ending wars to keep us in business. And that's what's sad. That's what's going on. That's the sad, you know, an industrial military complex. As long as the military is at war, we can keep this stuff going. Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, we're just gonna keep going to useless wars and killing people just so that these politicians that have companies that they have billions of dollars invested in afloat by government contracts. Sorry. Not today, Satan. Not today. It's amazing how many anti-war liberals were not like saying, thank you, Trump. Trump didn't do anything right. When he was getting us out of wars, where were the liberals? Where were they praising him for getting us out of wars, not into wars? Because that's what they don't want. And now Biden's getting us into wars. It's funny, if Trump got us into war, they'd be all like, can you believe it? Biden's getting us into war. It's like, nope, not today. They're not, it's like they ignore it. They ignore it. They do. It's kind of like, oh, you're sexist if you don't like Hillary Clinton, but if you like Sarah Palin or you like any female, like Condoleezza Rice or anybody, you know, that's okay. So you have to like a female liberal to not be sexist. A conservative female, no, that's wrong. What else would you expect? I mean, you put America last, you got people flooding into the border, and you got Biden sending troops to Ukraine and their border, but not ours. Oh, don't worry. I mean, don't worry, folks. I mean, when Joe Biden said he was ending America First, I don't care who you are. If you're in Indiana and your governor says, we're going to get rid of Florida First, and you live in Florida, you, the first thing you should be saying, so what do you mean, get rid of Florida First? Whoa, wait a minute here. I live in Florida. Who's going to be first then? Make Florida Cuba? I mean, as your new governor, I'm going to make sure that we make Cuba Florida and vice versa. That's right, folks. Forget the embargo. I'm just going to let in Cuban refugees, and we're going to make America, I mean, Florida, Cuba. That's right, folks. So it's going to be interesting, you know, to see what funnels out of all this. Because, I mean, when they sit there, when I'm like, day one, it's like, oh, we're getting rid of America First. I mean, okay, then who's going to be first? And you notice how no one was asking the question. I'm sure they, you know, the pre-scripted questions that they have pre-written out that Joe Biden allowed you to answer, that was not one of the questions, folks. No, it wasn't, but hey, don't worry. Come on, man. You know, we don't live in a world, it's like you don't want to try. Because who cares? I mean, because who cares about trying? Because if you're the best qualified candidate, it doesn't matter because you're not an Asian. You're not a transgendered, non-binary, Asian Pacific Native American. So, yeah, that's what we need. That's what we got to do to fill our quota, folks. We need a South Korean, North Korean, Native American, Pan, Asian, African American, transgender, pansexual, non-binary kitty cat to take over in the Supreme Court. So if you're not that, darn, I thought me getting a really good grades in law school would get me in the Supreme Court. Oh, I guess I should have just been some... And think you just want to go up to the job. Yeah, I got a question. So what do you have to hire? What position are you looking for? And I don't care what the position is. I just want to know, what do you have to hire? Do you have to hire like a non-binary person, a Native American? What ethnicity do you, I want to make sure I'm that one. That way you pick me because you have to because of gender or whatever. You know, if you have to have a non-binary elephant or whatever, I'll be that. I mean, seriously, we live in a country now where it's not the best person for the job. It's, well, we have cultural diversity in the workplace. So if you suck donkey balls, who cares? We have to hire you because we have to have a white male because this isn't a black area. So we have to hire a white male, even though this black male is more qualified, actually. The female was more qualified, but she got a different job, so she turned down it. But this black male was more qualified than this white person, but we have to turn him down because we have to have a white person get the job because we don't have enough white people. I just, because, you know, that's usually what it is. Like, well, this whole, it's sort of like to catch a predator, you know, when they, why don't you catch any women? Well, they don't have many women out there predatoring little kids. You know, it's, hey, If an Asian person comes by who's qualified for the job, we'll give it to him. If a black person comes by and he's highly qualified, we'll take him. We're hiring by who comes in. It's not like, okay, we got an Asian, a Native American, three black people, and a white guy. Oh, we're just going to hire the black guy. Well, which one? Oh, that's right. We had more than one apply. So since we have to hire a black guy, we're going to sit there and whoosh, we got to select. That's how it is. No, it should be okay. We got a white guy, four black guys, two females, Asians, all this stuff. Who's the best qualified? Who wants the job? And that's who you should give it to, the most qualified. If you're a cop or you're a fireman or you're a doctor, you want to have, I don't care who it is. I'll take someone from India to be in the operating room with me. Okay, I need a scalpel, okay, suction, okay. Okay, give him two more CCs. Okay, two more CCs, thank you. I want the person that's best qualified there. Okay, what do you think we should do? I want opinions. I'm at a loss. When I was in Mumbai, India, this is what we did, and it worked. Okay, let's try it. Really? Yeah. We get so caught up in this notion that you have to hire. Oh, because, I mean, if that lady from Mumbai, India is the best qualified person, I want her on my team. I don't care who they are. Not today. Not today, folks. I mean, Justice Stephen Bayer is set to retire, and Biden's going to fill the vacancy. Okay, and he's going to get a he's going to have a black woman. Okay, we'll take Condoleezza Rice, take someone unknown, and talk is it's going to be Kamala Harris. Hey, he'll put her in the Supreme Court. She don't even know. She's a waste of space. Imagine her. Oh, my God. Imagine a hyena in the Supreme Court, really? Man, if she gets in the Supreme Court, then I grew up wrong. I grew up about integrity and doing the right thing. But whatever, you know, I believe in integrity. We all screw up, but I believe in integrity and doing the right thing. Sorry. Let me see where, you know, I believe in doing the right thing. Like I said here, you know. Boston man DJ Ferguson is dropped from the heart transplant list because he is unvaccinated. This is so wrong and evil. God will judge harshly those who have participated in this evil against humanity. How can you sit there and think, oh, he's unvaccinated? Show me, please, can someone show me the facts where you're not going to get COVID if you're vaccinated? Show me 100% where you can't get, show me where 99% of the population can't get COVID if they're vaccinated. Show me where 99% of the population is less sick if they're COVID, or 99% of them are less likely to spread COVID. I've known people that were hospitalized who had COVID, who were vaccinated and boosted. I don't know if you've ever seen YouTube. I'm sure you have. I love YouTube, but sometimes they have these stupid like ads and stuff, and now Facebook is full of these stupid ads where they have these dumb games, and if you read the comments, yeah, I downloaded it, and there's nothing like what you see in this little video, and they have two doors, and like you're like five guys, and they have like divided by one, you know, multiplied by 10, and if you have your guy go through multiplied by 10, then you take your five guys, multiply it by 10, and then you take on a group of people, and if you have more guys than they do, then like if they have 40 and you have 50, then you go down to 10 and they all die, and then you go on, and then you go to another set of like doors, and it's like divide by this much or multiply or add 10. And then you want to have as many guys at the end to fight, and if you, you know, and that's kind of, And these, there's studies that say, oh, this booster helps you Omicron. Well, yeah, it produces a lot of antibodies, but not enough. It's not enough to take Omicron out. Omicron, 9 times out of 10, when people that are boosted get very sick, and they still get it. It's not like they get Omicron and they don't have an issue. They shouldn't get it at all. I mean, you shouldn't need boosters. If you're giving them the original COVID-19 virus, your body should have built up antibodies and it should have ended. It didn't, and it produced variants. That's why we have all this. That's why we have all these. And they seem to be pooping out to where, like down. Like. But when you have people that are on heart transplant lists and, oh, can't get a heart because he's on, when there's no study, there's nothing that can prove that that guy being vaccinated would be any better off. And actually, he's probably, especially when you can have myocarditis and you can have all kinds of heart problems and stroke problems and clots because of the vaccine, he's the last person that needs a vaccine. He's the last person that should be getting the vaccine. Just 1 second, folks. 1 second. Be right back. I mean, with all the heart warnings and issues, and people have myocarditis and having like clots and stuff, he's the last person that you want to give a vaccine to. Oh, but, you know, it's a 99% survival rate virus, but we have to force this vaccine on people. I'm sorry, folks. I don't get it. I don't understand. But they're going to have to answer to God for this one. they're going to have to answer to God, like, why? Especially if he dies, why did you let a man die that could have lived when you know well that he should not be getting a vaccine because of all the complications that can arise with heart issues from the vaccine? Don't worry, folks. Don't worry, folks. Like I was explaining on Monday's show, I kind of spoke really slow and said things a lot because I'm like, I'm trying to understand where this world's coming from. You didn't get the vaccine. You're going to die. I honestly think I want to see someone sue and say, okay, if my husband dies, I'm suing you. But the problem you have is, you know, this is it's a Democrat-Republican type thing, and I don't mean it politically, but it's one of those where in certain situations, like if Trump said it, it'd be all over the news. I mean, if all this stuff is going on, that no one would be praising Biden. No one would be praising Trump if he'd done everything Biden's doing. But why are you praising Biden? I don't understand. And Donna Brazel's like, oh, we have a lot to be, you know, I mean, there's so much great things we can say about Joseph Biden. Yeah, if this is Donald J. Trump, he won't be saying there's a ton of stuff to be grateful for. He'd be, look at the gas price. We're about to, oh my gosh, World War III's, Armageddon's coming with Ukraine. Russia's going to end planet Earth as we know it when they invade Ukraine. Trust me, I can read all the headlines. Just like when CNN said, you know, mostly peaceful protests, and there's a guy standing there with like a building and all kinds of stuff on fire and cars on fire, and you're like, this is a mostly peaceful protest out here. I don't understand, folks. I don't get it. I don't. That's what, like yesterday, my show on Monday was basically like, I don't get it. We don't, like, what, nothing, two and two ain't adding up. We're going to, with all these heart complications and warnings and stuff that these, in regards to these vaccines, they want to take a heart transplant patient and give him a vaccine. How does that make sense? I'm going to have someone justify that. I seriously do. Well, I'm going to have someone justify that Kamala Harris, the cocaine-addicted hyena, how she's going to become a Supreme Court justice. I'm going to see a Brett Kavanaugh with that one. I'm going to see them Brett Kavanaugh her. Although, I'm going to see the GOP stand up and, okay, let's go into her past. You know, that's what I want to see. I want to see them going there, but they won't. I mean, because some of these GOP people, they act like they have got, like, balls now, but as soon as they got power, well, we got to concede, you know, we got to get along with everybody. I mean, nothing, this whole world, nothing makes sense. I mean, nothing makes sense. I just know that there's a lot of people that are going to have to answer to God for what they're doing. When one of the biggest warnings on every vaccine is complications with heart, with myocarditis and clots and all this stuff, that you're going to take and demand that someone get that who has to have a heart transplant, and you're going to take them off that. I hope they sue the pants off that hospital. But it doesn't matter, because, like, you know, if the shoe was on the other foot, if this was, you know, if it was Trump saying it, it'd be like, oh, you would never, oh, it'd be 24/7 front page news. But if it's a Democrat saying it, they just shut it up. You know, I mean, the vaccine, since they're trying to get everyone vaccinated so that they can control the population of Earth, folks, then if one person dies from that, well, that's just, you know, I mean, if 10 people die, 20 people die, whatever, you know, that's why they try to not release all the data on the vaccine. They don't want to, because they don't want people to know the facts. You know, kind of like those, the black book with all the people that went to Epstein Island, Jeffrey Epstein Island. You know, if that was all Republicans on that list, let me tell you, that would have been in the New York Times a month ago. They would have had that published long time ago. Since it's Democrats, they're not going to release any of those, and she's going to give out like 8 of them. Hey, folks, it's okay. I mean, it's kind of halfway funny, but even CNN's Sellers just come out saying that Nancy Pelosi, she needs to retire. She needs to get out. See, I think there's a lot of Democrats out there that are blue dog Democrats that, like, okay, I didn't want Trump, but this is not what I signed up for. Well, you followed a guy that said America First is going to end. What did you expect? He's not going to put America first. He's going to get rid of the pipeline on day one. That's what he said. Well, I'm not going to do that. Okay, whatever. Just go back in your hole. But, you know, some of these things he said he was going to do, how can you? Well, I didn't know he was going to do that. And what do you think America First ending it means when he's going to get rid of America First? What do you think that means? I mean, people are that dumb. I mean, I'm so tired, like I've been talking about for like the last like 10 minutes of this whole world where, well, it's not about the best qualified person. I mean, oh, we have to have a first white woman or a first black woman in the Supreme Court? Okay, well then, there's tons of black female conservatives that would be great Supreme Court justices. I mean, then you got like, what is it, Smirnoff Vodka sponsor Nancy Pelosi. I mean, I don't know if you ever watched Trailer Park Boys, and you had Mr. Leahy. I'm sober, Ricky. Are you sober? You and your buddies playing space weed. Are you sober? I'm sober. And then you find out that the water bottle he's drinking is nothing but vodka. You know, that's Pelosi for you, you know. Hi, Pelosi. And I'm doing it for kids, because I care about kids. I know, because I'm Nancy Pelosi. I'm going for re-election. See, you thought I was going to move to Florida, but I want to run. I'm going to go for re-election. See? No, I think she should. Okay, so you're going to run as a... in Florida, because I mean that's where you're supposed to be moving. She's not going anywhere, dude. She's just gonna just go back to your meeting. Folks, you can't drink vodka. There is none. Nancy Pelosi drank it all. There's none left. Sorry, folks. Hate to disappoint you, but Nancy Pelosi drank all the vodka. It's all gone. There's none for you left. I don't really drink at all. If someone was to give me a glass of wine, I might have a sip here or there. Or if I'm really, really, if I really got a sore throat, I'll do a little bit of scotch or something just to try to kill the bacteria. But that's like maybe once a year, if that. You know, I don't really drink anymore. I don't see the point. But hey, I can't anymore anyways because Nancy Pelosi's drunk it all. You know how your body's 70% water? Hers is 70% vodka. And I know, because I'm not supposed to. I'm not drunk. This is a bottle of water. And it's water, it's not alcohol. It's not vodka, it's water. I know, because I'm not supposed to. And I'm running for re-election because we have to do this for the children. I mean, we have to do it for the children. I mean, I've never done anything I said I was going to do from day one, but who cares? I mean, I'm a billionaire, and I did it off of $100,000 a year salary. But it's okay, because I'm a politician, so I'm allowed to, see, I'd be in prison if I was a citizen or a Republican, but no. I'm Nancy Pelosi, so I can do whatever I want to. Now, I just got to make sure that since no one's going to vote for me, that I have the election rig again. That's what's wrong in this country. I mean, heck, she's been in Congress since the War of 1812. Almost as long as Joseph Biden. You know, when I started in Congress in 1776... You know, I had a dream back then to build back better, and we're gonna build back better because, see, we need to have stimulus, we need to spend money. See, we need to spend our way out of debt. I know, because, come on, man. So, we need the, my build back better plan, end of quote, turn left, whoops, I mean, come on, man, You got an incoherent Nancy Pelosi. You got an incoherent Joseph Biden. You got a laughing hyena as a vice president. But, sorry, folks. And you expect me this. And they're getting praise from wonderful people like Donna Brazel. You know, I mean, there's just so many wonderful things I can say about Joseph R. Biden. He's just the greatest. I mean, it would take me like 300 years to recount all the wonderful compilations. I mean, she kind of sounds like, she kind of gives this notion like she's like a deadhead, you know, like we're like, oh, Cornell 77, yeah. Oh, Europe 72? Oh, Morning Dew, incredible. The sound guy wasn't even there, like, mixing it. He was out. There was no, it's incredible. You know what I mean? That's how she sounds like. Like, oh, I can't even, I mean, what's your favorite Grateful Dead song? I like them all. I can't pick one. What's your favorite accomplishment of Joseph Biden? Oh, there's so many, I can't even pick one. You can't pick one, or there is none. Which one is it? Okay, then pick your top five favorites. I just can't. In any order, it can be, I don't care. Just name an accomplishment. Who cares? Just name one accomplishment. Besides inflation, gas prices, and, you know, America last. You know, I don't know. Name your, I don't know, names. Make it up, whatever. I don't care. Oh, Lord. I tell you. Oh, great. Now I got Janis Joplin in my head. Won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? My friends all drive Porsches. Don't worry, folks. California's having power outages, but hey, you got to get rid of gasoline cars. And even though we don't have enough electricity now, we're gonna make everybody plug in a car. Okay. Yes, I know we're running out of water, but we're gonna power California with hydroelectric power. Well, where's the water coming from? We have water shortage. We don't have water. Okay. No, don't. See, this, we got to have renewable resources. So we got to have renewable energy. So we got to. Yes, we rarely have wind speeds over 5 miles an hour, but let's put up wind turbines. Even though they don't make any, nothing makes sense. Nothing makes sense, folks. It doesn't. It's nuts. I mean, you can have freedom of speech unless you're a conservative. I mean, extreme left Google-owned YouTube is permanently banned Dan Bongino. Like he's gonna go in, like it matters, and that's the problem you have. I mean, there are like football stars on Twitter that have so many followers that, yeah, you can do some damage by getting off Twitter, but you're not gonna dent them. I mean, there's so many. I mean, you can take every American off of some football players, and they still got, you know, 20 million followers, 30 million followers. It's, you know, I mean, I know, like, Obama Flix is down, like, 40%. I mean, and that's one thing me and my wife agree on, and I love her. My wife is, she helps give me ideas for the show, and she helps produce it and stuff. But my wife, I love her to death because she's someone like, okay, yeah, if you're going to disrespect the national anthem, okay, I'm done with NFL. If they said, hey, not again, nope. If they came out and said, hey, if you think that there's some inequality issues, we will help you do it. We'll help you spearhead programs so that everyone can be, whatever. No, if you're going to disrespect our troops and our military and our cops and our national anthem, bye-bye. Sorry. I mean, that's just where we live in, folks. That's just where we live in. Oh, if you, as long as you believe, like, as long as you're a left-leaning anti-American liberal, you can be on YouTube. See, YouTube, I don't use for, I only watch Facts Matter with Roman from the Epic Times. That's the only thing. YouTube for me is mainly just listening to Christian music or whatever, you know, just like old Unsolved Mysteries and stuff. I don't use it for any political stuff hardly. Now, if I want that, I'll go to Rumble or whatever. So, I mean, heck, my conversation page, I don't post much on it anymore because it's basically like, if, I mean, what's funny is I don't know if you know this about, like, anti-American Facebook, but basically, you post, I mean, now they're going to give you a notice. It's just like, okay, folks, and they literally don't give you a notice. You just sit there, and next thing you know, pow. Yeah, this is, yeah, I've been like, flagged, like, all my posts go, like, to the bottom for not, because I'm posting fake stuff. I need to put things that everything I post is my opinion. I'm not claiming any of these things are fact. You do your own research. I'm going to start posting that like every day. Have like something pre-written somewhere that I can just copy and paste. Now, this is just my opinion. My opinion is that the Israeli Vaccine Council has said X, Y, and Z. I mean, when you actually have, and that's why it's they're opinion checkers, because when you actually have opinions being checked, you know, when you actually have like a New South Wales, Australia saying that 68% of the population in the hospitals is vaccinated, that's them saying this. This is not me. That's coming from their like COVID group. But it's okay, folks. But when you have a government saying this, and I know it's opinion based, because I've done this many times, posted all kinds of stuff about a flat earth, never gets flagged as fake. I don't want to give them any ideas, because they, yes, you posted all this stuff about a flat earth and it's fake. Okay, no, it's not. The earth is flat, folks. Don't let anyone tell you differently. Just kidding. Just kidding, folks. There was one that goes and showed a flat earther map, and it had like, if Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor on a flat earth map, because like Japan's on one side and like Hawaii's all the way on the other side of the map. And if it was, but then I always wondered, like, with that, because with the flat earth, like, is there still gravity on your flat earth? Like, can you literally like fly, like if you were to take a laptop and have it lay flat and like go from the right side and go on the back of it and then come around, you know, like how thick is your flat earth? I don't know, questions I wonder. I just want to ask, like, well, how thick is your flat earth? Since you know it's flat, you should know the diameter and the dimensions of the flat earth. I mean, can you only just go on the top of the earth? Or can you go, like, on the backside of it? I just want to know, I mean, questions I wonder. Or, like, do you get to a point at the end of the earth where it ends and it's flat and you have to do, like, a 180 and go back the other direction? Things I wonder about. So many questions I have about a flat earth. I mean, it's just funny. Got about 14 minutes left in the program. Thank you so much for tuning in, folks, to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it, and I really hope you do. Wherever you are listening around the world, you don't have to be from America. It's nice to see people in other countries stand up saying, hey, I'm not going to get the jab. Sorry. You're part of the problem. No, 68% of the people are part of the problem, because if we're still having problems with coronavirus, then how great is the vaccine? I mean, I'm sorry, but how good is the vaccine if you're still having problems? If you're getting all kinds of variants, and like I was talking to my mom the other day, I'm like, well, this is what gets me. All these people that said, just get the vaccine so we can get back to normal. Those same idiots are like, wait a minute here. No, they're not saying, wait a minute, why do I need a booster shot? They're just lining up to get the booster. Hello, McFly, think. This vaccine was supposed to get us back to normal. I mean, every place still has all these things. Oops, the boosters are safe. How do you know they're safe? What's the long-term effects of these vaccines? How do you know? We haven't had a We haven't had the boosters long term. If you got, if you were one of the first, well, the first person that got the vaccines already died. So, okay, let's go to number two. Yeah, you want to see how the longevity of the vaccine or like whatever? Yeah, let me see here. Oh, yeah, that's right. She's already dead. Yeah, you know. Yeah, normally these things go through lots of trials and stuff, and then they fix them, and they, you know, not this one. It's okay, folks. Don't worry. Just don't think for yourselves and just get the vaccine. I've said this before many times. These same people that are telling me to just shut up and get the vaccine are the ones that were telling me that, oh, look at this idiot. He doesn't even think for himself. It's just one of those things. Don't worry. So that doesn't get me. I mean, you got a DC Capitol that has 37 carjackings in the first 20 days. Keep it up. I mean, that's what I don't get. That's what I don't get, folks. Welcome back, folks. Welcome back to America. I want to welcome you back, and hopefully I can welcome you back. Hopefully this is, people are waking up, and this is. And I mean, the more I read Revelations, the more I'm like, yep, normal's not coming back. Jesus is. Are you prepared? But I got about 10 minutes left in the program, just a little over that, and I want to get in some Premier League. You know, it's just, you know, I'm a huge Manchester United fan, as many of you know, and it's like, you know, with a lot going on in my country right now, I believe the dollar is going to collapse, not if, but when. And, you know, when you go to the grocery store and there's, like, empty shelves, you know, that's been kind of a priority. But, you know, I still try to get into the football as much as I can, you know. And it's just like when you sit there and you're like, okay, it's football. I love football. And we need a central defensive midfielder. And we're not probably, I mean, Rannick, it's kind of like, eh. I don't think we're going to get one. I just don't understand this football. I know they're running it like a business. And when players that want to leave, they're like, hey, no, you're not cleaning up the deadwood. A lot of the deadwood's on the first team. Sorry. You need to get rid of players period. These players that want to leave, that's not getting rid of people. They want to leave. You're actually letting players go that want to leave. I mean, we're in a fight for fourth, and it's not a guarantee. And when Newcastle United are getting a central defensive midfielder, and we're not, I don't think we're going to get anybody. They're not going to sign anybody. They don't want to, dude. They're all about profits. They don't care about a team. Sorry, they're about profits. I mean, that's the problem in this. I mean, we need to get people that want to play. We need a central defensive midfielder in here. I'm sorry, folks. I mean, Donny Van de Beek wants to play, and let him go. Let him. If you're not gonna play him, let him go. Anthony Martial is going on loan to Sevilla. That's great. You know, he wants to play, and if they're going to give him, I mean, Donny Van de Beek, get him. Let him go. Let him go to Crystal Palace. Let him get game time. They'll take him in a heartbeat, and he can play. I don't know why Rennick doesn't want to play him. I don't know why Ole Gunnar Solskjaer didn't want to play him. He's phenomenal. And I think he'd be incredible, and he'd only get better. I mean, we've had players at United that I'm sorry that they should have, for the length of time they've been here, they should be doing way better. They should have been under the wing of the manager and stepping up and doing a lot more than they are. I mean, I don't think Lingard's going to go anywhere. I hope Donny Van de Beek can get some transfer. If not, I don't think he's going to play much. As much as I want him to, I don't think he's going to. I don't know. I'm just frustrated. because I support a football club, not a business. So, and if we're not going to do any transfer business, I mean, we're not. This is not a guaranteed fourth. This is a fight for fourth. And I'm sorry, I just don't see us doing any business. As much as I want us to, we're in a fight for our lives for fourth, and I don't see us changing. So, you know, that's where we're at in this whole fiasco. I mean, Neves or Zakara, I'd take either of them. I mean, I think they're going to go for, like, Zakara or Neves in the summer, so it'll probably be cheaper. But we need someone now. It's like these players that are going, it's like, oh, that's going to be more money in our pocketbooks because that's money we don't have to pay these players. I mean, I know they just got in Ronaldo just to sell shirts. You know, it's not like, hey, it's not about getting him in to win. It's about getting him in, first of all, that way he doesn't go to City. But second of all, guess what? Shirts. He's going to sell a lot of crap in shirts. I'm like, I'm not buying hardly anything, man. Like, I almost just, like, I'm one of those people, like, I don't want to buy anything United until we get new owners. Sorry. If I get gifted one, sure, but sorry. I got stuff, and I'll wear my no-story jerseys and stuff like that, and, you know, I back the team, but I sure in the heck don't back these owners, because Manchester United is a football club to me, not a business. I just frustrating. You know, what the heck. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of. And, you know, I mean, we got a tough schedule coming up. We're playing 5 games. And it's like, something's got to happen, folks. And I mean, we can do deals. But I don't see it happening unless, I mean, if Rainick goes and says, hey, why I need a central defensive midfielder, what the you doing? And there's kind of speculation that, like, I mean, I kind of feel like they want Alex Ferguson. They want to spend as little money as possible, and they want someone to take the players they've got and run with it. They want to like, okay, we're going to spend as little money as possible, but let's win. So we'll have to wait and see what happens. I just don't know. But I think he needs to come out. And I think Rangnick is one that will get big hints. Like, hey, this is what I wanted. I told them what I need, and they won't do it. So we just have to wait and see. Yeah, we'll have to wait and see what comes down the pipes. You know, so I don't know. I mean, if it wasn't for De Gea, I mean, if we had a championship goaltender, or we could easily be seventh or eighth in the league. De Gea saved our butts many times. I mean, he's the man of the match many times. I mean, heck, when you have a Ronaldo on the pitch and he's basically irrelevant. He's not even like. Yeah, you know why the announcers didn't say Ronaldo's name much? Because he was kind of pointless in the game. He did absolutely nothing because we don't have a midfielder. We have no one to set up, you know, nothing. No crosses in the box, nothing. They might as well play four in the midfield. At least try something. I don't know. I ain't the manager. I don't know. I know that the owners suck and they're not going to spend, and it's just going to keep going in the toilet. The Lysol Toilet Bowl Football Club is what they need to call us, because that's what we are, because of these Glazers that need to go bye-bye. But that's where we're at, folks. The a football club I don't understand because they're trying to run it as a business, not a club. You have a country I live in that doesn't make sense. That's this world we live in, folks. That's the America we live in. That's the world we live in. But thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of it. I really hope you do. I got about 90 seconds left. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget, folks, wherever you are, stand up for your rights. God gave you rights and freedom. Stand up for them while you can. Because I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees. And we need to have more people across the world like that. We need more people like that. And when you have people standing up, things happen. You know, if one person stands up and has the courage, and hey, well, if he's doing this, I'll do it. And before you know it, one becomes two, two becomes four, four becomes eight, eight becomes 16, 16 becomes 32. 32 becomes 64, 64 becomes 144, and on. Just remember, folks, just remember this. With a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor, folks. Stand up for your God-given rights and stand up for what you believe in while you still can. Until next Monday, good night. And God bless you all. Goodbye.